Ralph Nader says he's still testing the waters as he decides whether to mount another presidential bid this year. When he ran in 2000 as the Green Party nominee, Nader got nearly 3% of the vote, much of it in key states that Al Gore narrowly lost. He's been branded a spoiler in that election, and now the website for Nader's exploratory committee promises Ralph will decide within weeks. He needs to know who will volunteer. Ralph Nader joins us now to talk about his decision-making process. And Mr. Nader, I take it you haven't yet made up your mind, but if you haven't, when do you think you will?
Within a couple of weeks, probably.
And what does that hinge on?
Well, there are three bases for going forward. The rationale, which means heralding the agenda of many subject matters and necessities of the American people that are not adequately emphasized or even discussed by the other two parties. That seems to be quite compelling. The second is whether we'll get a sufficient number of volunteers all over the country, and we seem to be satisfied with that prospect. And the third, of course, is trying to raise money for a viable campaign, and that's still under testing the waters framework.
Last time around, in 2000, you said that the major party nominees, that Al Gore and George Bush, were essentially cut from the same piece of cloth. And I wonder, when you look at this year's field of likely contenders, have you changed your mind at all? Do you still think that's a concern?
That's not exactly what I said. I said the similarities between the two parties tower over the dwindling real differences that the Democrats are willing to fight over. And certainly in the last 25 years, the two parties are converging more and more on more and more issues, in part because they're dialing for the same commercial interest dollars. Now, the Republicans, after 9/11, have truly militarized our budget, damaged our civil liberties, and they have a president who is so obsessed with Iraq that he's forgotten about America and the necessities here. So it's easy for the Democrats now to say, at least rhetorically, that they're significantly different from the Republicans. But that remains to be seen in actual practice.
Given the experience of what happened in the election of 2000, this time around things seem to be a little different. And there's a groundswell of opposition around your potential candidacy, not just from Democratic Party stalwarts, but from progressives and independents. There's a website now called Ralph Don't Run that's been set up by a group describing itself as a citizen initiative of progressive Democrats and independents. I wanted to play just a little bit of the audio that's on that website.
This time, in 2004, the stakes are far too high. This time, we need Ralph Nader with us, not against us.
That's from that website, Ralph Don't Run. The Nation also has an open letter in its February 16th issue saying, Ralph, please don't run. The defeat of George Bush is what's critical, and warning you that you're going to alienate your base if you do. How do you respond to those criticisms?
Well, it's a marvelous demonstration by liberals, if you will, of censorship. And mind you, running for political office is every American's right. Running for political office means free speech exercise. It means exercising the right of petition, the right of assembly. And so when they say do not run, they're not just challenging and rebutting. They're crossing that line into censorship, which is completely unacceptable.
Wouldn't censorship, though, be if anyone were physically preventing you from running? They're not saying that you can't run. They're asking you not to. They're asking you to make that decision for what they consider to be the greater good of the country.
Well, I don't ask them not to speak. Why are they asking me not to speak?
Well, I think what they would say is they're saying speak, but in the forum of debate and not as a candidate.
In other words, exercise my First Amendment rights outside the electoral arena, not inside. No, they don't have a leg to stand on here. Now, challenge, rebuttal, lack of support, they can do all that in robust debate. But to say do not run to anybody is to say do not speak, do not petition, do not assemble, remain silent. That's just unacceptable, especially coming from people like the editors of The Nation.
I wonder how you react to the phrase that we're hearing a lot in this primary cycle, anybody but Bush. A lot of Democratic voters seem to be saying that that's what's important, beating President Bush in November, and any one of these candidates could do that.
Well, my response is, who's anybody, under what mandate, under what record, under what constituency of support? Many of them are saying anybody but Bush, Genghis Khan, or my Cocker Spaniel, as one person said. That is a desperation mentality, and it is one that doesn't demand from the Democrats in return for supporting them any kind of specific position on living wage or on NAFTA and WTO or on public financing of public elections or media deconcentration. It's basically a surrender.
Ralph Nader, thanks for talking with us.
You're quite welcome.
Ralph Nader was the Green Party candidate in the 2000 presidential election. He plans to decide whether to run in this year's election as an independent by the end of this month.